Welcome, my lords, to Isengard. We are the Door Wardens. Meriadoc, son of Saradoc, is my name.
Pippin, son of Paladin of the House of Took, at your service.
And have you no greeting for your companions?
Gimli!
Legolas!
You rascals! You woolly-footed and woolly-pated truants! A fine hunt you've led us. 200 leagues through fen and forest, battle and death.
And here we find you feasting and idling and smoking.
And where did you come by the weed, you villains? Hammer and tongs! I'm so torn between rage and joy that if I do not burst, it will be a marvel.
Where is Saruman?
The Lord Saruman is within the tower, but at the moment he is closeted with one Wormtongue. Or doubtless he would be here to welcome such honorable guests.
Doubtless he would. And was it Saruman that ordered you to guard his damaged doors and watch for the arrival of guests? When your attention could be spared from plate and bottle?
Our orders came from Treebeard, who has taken over the management of Isengard. He commanded us to welcome the Lord of Rohan with fitting words.
So these are the last ones of your company, Gandalf. Are they not the halflings of legend that some among us call the Hobbiton?
Hobbits, if you please, Lord.
Hobbits, then. I had not heard that they spouted smoke from their mouths.
That is not surprising, for it is an art which we have not practiced for more than a few generations. It was Tobold Hornblower of Longbottom in the South Farthing who first grew the true pipeweed. And that would have been... Let me see now. Yes, that would have been about the year 1070.
You do not know your danger, Theoden. These hobbits will sit on the edge of ruin and discuss the pleasures of the table or the small doings of their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, remote cousins to the ninth degree, if you encourage them with undue patience. Come, we must perform the task for which we came here and pay a visit to Saruman. Dangerous and probably useless, but it must be done. Those of you who wish may come with the Lord Theoden and myself, but beware.
I will come. I wish to see him and learn if he really looks like you.
And how will you learn that, Master Dwarf? Saruman could look like me in your eyes if it suited his purpose with you. And are you yet wise enough to detect all his counterfeits? Well, we shall see. I shall order the Ents who are guarding him in his tower to remove themselves from sight, so perhaps we shall persuade him to come out.
What's the danger? Will he shoot at us and pour fire out of the windows, or can he put a spell on us from a distance?
The last is most likely. If you ride to his door with a light heart. But there is no knowing what he can do or may choose to try. A wild beast cornered is not safe to approach, and Saruman has powers you do not guess. Beware of his voice.